A Trabi safari sets off from base camp near the old checkpoint Charlie in Berlin. For millions of East Germans, the Trabant was the main mode of transport. From the 1950s to the 1990s, the design barely changed, a two-stroke engine and a plastic body. More than 3 million were produced. Simona Mattern is guiding the safari around the sights of Berlin.
It's very popular because it's a cute car with its round eyes. It looks very nice. And lots of Western Germans didn't get the chance to ride one. The young Eastern Germans were too young, so they couldn't do so.
The Trabi was also a means of escape for thousands of East Germans when the Berlin Wall fell. Families packed in their belongings and fled. The lines of Trabis were cheered as they arrived in West Berlin. The Trabant is an example of what's become known as Ostalgie, nostalgia for the iconography of East Germany. Relics of the period are on show at the DDR, or East German Museum, in Berlin. It allows visitors to experience the everyday life of an East German, ranging from the mundane to the sinister. Melanie Alpesteit is spokesperson for the museum.
We as a museum would say we are not nostalgic, you know, because we also remember the political aspects of it.
There's a mock-up of a Stasi or secret police interrogation room, a true-to-scale cell from the notorious Stasi prison in East Berlin. Berlin's mayor has warned of the dangers of allowing East Germany to achieve cult status. Melanie Alpesteit echoes those concerns.
When you have been a non-political person, not just living your own life, not thinking that much about the society, then you can say, okay, I lived a happy life. I had no problems with the state security. I wasn't imprisoned. But for the people who, were interested into politics and wanted to have their freedom and who wanted to vote, and for them it was so difficult to live in a German democratic republic.
The surviving infrastructure of the old regime provides a strong antidote to Ostalgie. This was known as the Palace of Tears, a checkpoint at Friedrichstrasse station. The wall divided families and friends overnight. Reunions were rare. Loved ones were separated, sometimes for several years. The Berlin Wall Memorial is a powerful testimony to the conditions in the East that drove so many to try to escape. Axel Klausmeier is the memorial's director.
There was no political sort of freedom of speech, no freedom of travel, and no freedom of for the press. And so the Stasi, the secret police, was everywhere. They were trying to find out everything about the opposition.
For younger generations in unified Germany, Ostalgie is confined to museums and history books. For many of those who grew up in the East, childhood nostalgia is mixed with painful memories. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, Berlin.